สติปัฏฐานสุดะสุดะอุเดสาวาระ In the word anupassi, anupassana means repeatedly observing closely over and over again. In order to observe the object repeatedly, one needs to be atapi, one needs to be endowed with ardent effort. A certain ardent effort in the practice. It is said that one should have three stages of effort in order to be able to note the object without missing, without failing, every single second. The person who is exerting effort in the practice will be removing the blameworthiness such as laziness. Arata viriyo bhikkhave savacchan pajahati, meaning that the person who has diligent effort removes the blameworthiness such as laziness. Anavacchan janeti, the person cultivates blamelessness, which are the unwholesomeness. In this way, the person removes unwholesomeness and cultivates wholesomeness. Atana sudan pariharati, the person can keep himself, herself purified in every aspect. So these are the benefits of exerting effort. Exerting effort, one can note every arising object, such as rising and falling of the abdomen, without missing, without failing. And one can remove unwholesomeness, such as laziness, and thus one always keeps himself, herself pure continuously. It is very precious. Knowing the value of effort, one should exert effort in the practice, practicing respectfully, meticulously, noting every arising object without missing, without failing. And one will be cultivating sati, mindfulness, samadhi, concentration, and one will cultivate knowledge stage by stage. The opposite of tinamita, sloth and torpor, is vitaka, aiming, directing the noting mind onto the object so that the noting mind will be direct with the object. And one will discern the nature of the object. One should note in such a way so that the noting mind should rub against the object, so that the noting mind will be, the noting will be effective, and one will be certain of the object. In this way, vitaka is directly opposite of tinamita, sloth and torpor. Rubbing against the object, when the mind rubs against the object, the noting is effective. One will not be uncertainty or doubtful. In this way, vichikicca, skeptical doubt, is removed by applying vichara, rubbing the noting mind against the object. The mind rubbing against the object, one removes uncertainty and doubt, and vichara is directly opposite of vichikicca, skeptical doubt. Having atapa viriya, ardent effort, one overwhelms laziness. and vitaka is directly opposite of laziness. Applying vitaka, which is directly opposite of laziness, and atapa viriya, ardent effort, which is overwhelming force to overcome laziness. Applying these two, the mind becomes fresh. When the mind rubs against the object, there is certainty, and thus uncertainty, doubt are removed. So in this way, in the beginning of the practice, in noting the object, one should always be applying atapa viriya, ardent effort, vitaka, initial application, aiming, directing the mind onto the object, and vichara, the noting mind, rubbing, stroking against the object. When these three, atapa viriya, vitaka, and vichara, are always present, anupassana, observing the object repeatedly, will happen, and one will be observing kaya as kaya, and kaya nupassana is taking place. And sampajano is the one who discerns correctly. Without sampajana, one does not know the correct practice, and one cannot remove the incorrect way of practice, and one becomes dim, vague, uncertain. So it is very important to have sampajanya, clear comprehension, in order to be the person who is sampajana. Sampajanya can be translated as the knowledge, reflecting knowledge, or prudence. When there is some kind of work to do or something to say, one should have the reasoning power, reasoning knowledge for oneself as well as the others. There are four kinds of sampajanya that is mentioned in the text. The first one is sataka sampajanya, knowledge differentiating whether something is beneficial or not. And the second is sapaya sampajanya, the knowledge that differentiates between what is suitable and unsuitable. And gosara sampajanya is the knowledge noting every arising object without missing, without failing. And the fourth is asamoha sampajanya, clear comprehension that discerns distinctly, correctly, without being uncertain or doubtful, and it is called asamoha sampajanya. Among the four kinds of sampajanya, the first two are useful also in the worldly life. When one is doing something for oneself or for others, in one's business, education, health, or peace, or in social work, one has to think whether it is beneficial or not. Even if it will be beneficial, but if it is not suitable, one should not do it. So one should think whether it is beneficial or not, whether it is suitable or not for one's business, health, and so on, so that there will be smoothness in business, health, education, and so on. And it will bring a better standard of life. So one should choose to do the things that are both beneficial and suitable. One's behavior by body and speech should be blameless, pure, and clean. And one should be free from the gravity of defilements. Being free from the gravity of defilements, one's body and speech will be pure, clean, lovable, and gentle. Practicing Satipatthana meditation is very beneficial. And Buddha declared in the Mahasatipatthana Sutta the seven benefits of Satipatthana practice. So while one has the opportunity, one should practice so that this practice can even lead to the total eradication of all the defilements, and it will lead to attainment of an arahat. So while having the favorable circumstances for practice, while the person is healthy, when every conditions are favorable, while there are teachers, Kalyanamita, true companion who can guide the way, while the weather is suitable, it is the most appropriate time for practice. So one should understand it, and based on these sampajanya, one should take this opportunity and be mindful of every arising object, noting them without missing, without failing, and one will cultivate knowledge. In this way, one should have the sampajanya, and especially the first two should be used in the worldly life. And also, it is very important in the Dhamma life in order to cultivate the mind and the knowledge. In order to have anupassana, Buddha used the word satima. One should have mindfulness. One should have mindfulness, and the more the person has mindfulness, the better it is. And one should exert effort in noting the object so that there will be sustained mindfulness on the object. If there is one noting per second, in 1 minute, there will be 60 moments of mindfulness. If there is one noting per 2 seconds, in 1 minute, there will be 30 moments of mindfulness. So one should continue noting the object without missing, without failing. Rather than having sati, mindfulness, if the person loses to cultivate mindfulness, if the person is lacking mindfulness, what will happen? The person who is lacking mindfulness will not be giving up the incorrect way of practice, and one will not be able to accept the correct way of practice. In this way, his or her ability will be weak, and it is necessary to exert ardent effort in noting the object so that one will not miss or fail to note the object. So one should have viriya, ardent effort. One should have sati, sustained mindfulness. and one should have knowledge discerning correctly. And being mindful of the bodily actions, one will cultivate kayanupassana satipatthana. Being mindful of feelings and sensations, vedana nupassana satipatthana. Being mindful of thinking, imagining, thoughts and imaginations, it is citta nupassana. Being mindful in the seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, knowing, is dhamma nupassana. And Saraji will later on explain from theoretical and practical aspect later on. But now Saraji will continue to explain how one should exert effort and how one should be aiming, directing the noting mind onto the object. And one should be noting the object, such as rising and falling of the abdomen, with effort, so that mindfulness will be sustained on the object. And in order that the noting mind should be direct with the object, one should aim the mind onto the object. And in the beginning, when laziness arises, laziness hinders the practice, and it is the most, it is the nearest internal enemy. So one should try hard to overcome laziness. Noting the object with aim and effort, the noting mind rubs against the object, and as much the noting mind rubs against the object, there will be satisfaction in the practice, there will be joy, happiness, and the mind become calm, collected, and one will be cultivating these jhanic factors. In the beginning, one has to remove the hindrances that obstructs the unwholesome mind. So one should remove these hindrances that is a threat to the wholesome mind. And in order to remove these hindrances, one should aim the noting mind onto the object, and the noting mind should rub against the object so that the noting will be effective. Viveceva kamehi, viveca akusalehi dhammehi, meaning that one's mind should be secluded away from the sensual desire, and one's mind should be away from the unwholesomeness. As much vitaka is strong, the more the noting mind will be direct and concurrent with the object. And having vichara, the noting mind rubs against the object. Having vitaka and vichara, the mind is free from nivarana hindrances. The more the mind is free from hindrances, the more concurrent the mind will be, and the more effective the noting will be. And there will be vivekaja piti sukha. As the mind is free from hindrances, pamoja, minor form of piti, arises, and it is called dubala piti. It is the minor form of piti. And as the yogi knows the object, the mind being concurrent with the object, there will be piti, joy, sukha, happiness, and there will also be one-pointedness of mind, which is samadhi, concentration. And it is said, savitaka, savijara, vivekaja, piti sukha. So having vitaka and vichara, the mind is being free from hindrances, and one experiences piti, joy, and sukha, happiness. What Saraji explained was about the jhana. And when these jhanic factors arise, based on what one sees, hears, smells, tastes, touch, and know, one will not have kamachanda, sensual desire, on these objects. As the noting mind is noting the object, the kamachanda nivrana, sensual desire, does not arise. Even though these objects are favorable, but as the person does not regard it as desirable, sensual desire, kamachanda, does not arise. And when noting the object, aiming the mind onto the object, the noting mind direct or face to face with the object, the noting mind rubbing against the object, in this way, having vitaka and vichara, the kamachanda, sensual desire, have no chance to arise, as well as other hindrances are also away. Having vitaka, which is directly opposite of tinamita, sloth and torpor, the mind is fresh. And as the noting mind rubs against the object, there will not be uncertainty or doubt, and thus one removes vijikicca, skeptical doubt, by applying vichara, as vichara is directly opposite of vijikicca. And having piti, joy, one removes vyabada. Vyabada is the ill will, the rottenness of the mind. Having vyabada, the mind is dirty and polluted. Piti, joy, is opposite of vyabada. And thus, having piti, one removes vyabada, ill will, and there is joy and satisfaction, and there is happiness. And the mind fall calm, collected on the object, away from Uddacca and Kokocca, away from restlessness and worry, and sukha, happiness, is present. And there will be ekagata, one-pointedness of the mind. And the noting mind falls calm, collected on the object, such as rising and falling of the abdomen. The mind falls calm and collected moment by moment, and kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, is cultivated. So the mind does not go on to sensual objects, even if one comes across sensual objects, but as the yogi is mindful, having sati and samadhi concentration, kamachanda nivrana, sensual desire, has no chance to arise. And the hindrances are not given any chance from arising. In this way, unwholesomeness does not arise. So having these jhanic factors, vitaka, initial application, aiming, directing the mind onto the object, vichara, sustained application, the mind stroking on the object, piti, joy, sukha, happiness, ekagata, one-pointedness of the mind. When these jhanic factors are present, the opposite mental states, nivrana, hindrances, are removed. And Saraji gives the example of throwing marbles. When Saraji was young, he played marble. In the beginning, he was not skillful at it, so he missed the target. So if when he was over-eager in throwing the marble overshoots the target. And at times, when he did not put much effort, if he did not put the sufficient amount of effort in throwing the marble, it falls short of the target. And as he became skillful, his aiming got better and the marble hit the target, and there will be jumping, feeling joy, happiness, the mind become calm. So this example is compared to the meditation practice. When the noting mind is aimed onto the object, when the noting mind hits the target, the object of meditation, then there will be joy, satisfaction, happiness, one-pointedness of the mind, and the jhanic factors will be present. So this is called vipassana jhana. When the yogi gets to that stage, yogi become very interested in the practice, and the yogi feel happy in the practice. The noting mind becomes more concurrent in the object. When the noting mind of the yogi become concurrent with the object more and more, and the noting become effective more and more, there will be piti, joy. And sometimes yogi feel goose flesh in the body, and at times yogi feel thrill, and there is pamauja, minor joy, as well as the piti, the joy. And such kind of experiences keep the yogi interested in the practice. And such kind of experience will keep on attracting the yogi in the practice. And when these minor joy, goose flesh, or thrill arise, they should be noted. And sukha, happiness, arises. The example is given here. In hot weather, when you go into the air-conditioned room, it's very cooling and comfortable. So this is compared to sukha, and it is only the beginning. In the higher knowledges, one will experience more joy and happiness, and there will be ekagata, one-pointedness of the mind, where the mind falls calm, collected on the object, and such kind of samadhi will get stronger and stronger. When the yogi gets to the stage, yogi removes the nivrana hindrances that obstruct the unwholesomeness. Nivrana hindrances that pollute the mind should be removed through the practice. And the mind, being away from these hindrances, will become serene, calm, and clean, and one will discern the true nature. One will discern distinctly, clearly, and nivrana hindrances cannot weaken the knowledge. And one cultivates knowledge stage by stage, discerning nama and rupa. Before one practices, one does not know correctly. There will be not knowing or knowing wrongly, but discerning the nama rupa, one removes the wrong view of person, being, soul, or jiva atta, individual soul. And as one cultivates knowledge, the more one will remove the wrong view, and discerning cause and effect, one removes the wrong view of Supreme Soul or Creator. So at these stages, the practice itself keeps the yogi absorbed in the practice, such kind of experiences attract the yogi in the practice, but it is only the beginning. One should continue to practice further, being mindful every single second, noting every arising object efficiently, effectively. But if the yogi is not noting continuously, practicing and then stopping, resting, gazing, Saraji will not guarantee such kind of experience to that kind of yogi who is practicing in stop and go manner. And Saraji says, such kind of yogi who practices in stop and go manner will be a chameleon yogi. There is one kind of creature, chameleon, which stays on trees. It's a kind of reptile which stays on trees. So when a chameleon sees food or its mate, it will come running, but it will stop, look here and there again, goes again, stop, and then look here and there. So it doesn't get to the food or its mates without stopping at least two or three times. So if the yogi is practicing like a chameleon, Saraji does not guarantee such kind of experience. Yogi needs to be practicing continuously, noting the object efficiently, effectively. Only then such kind of experiences are guaranteed, and such experiences will attract the yogi to keep on going, and yogi should continue further in the practice. There should be sadhugan savana, listening attentively, sadhugan manasikara, practicing according to these guidance and instructions. And may you all be able to practice diligently so that you'll be able to extinguish the internal heat within yourself. And this will be all for today. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.